I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, some other outdoor information. Most of South Dakota's waterfowl hunters will have to wait an extra month this year before taking to the field to hunt early season Canada geese. The August management take season for Canada geese is limited to an area of Pennington County. Now, that's west of the Cheyenne River. All areas in eastern South Dakota are closed to goose hunting in August. For a majority of the state, waterfowl hunters will be able to hunt Canada geese from September 3rd through December 18th with a daily limit of 15, and in September on from October 1st, the goose season limit is just 8. So starting in September through the end of December, it's a daily limit of 8. If you want some more information, you can head to the Game Fish and Parks website. Registration for the annual Becoming an Outdoors Woman is now open. This year's event will be September 9th through the 11th at the Outlaw Ranch near Custer, South Dakota. More of that info at the Game Fish and Parks website. Some western South Dakota landowners want changes made to elk depredation hunts. The hunts are aimed at thinning out wild elk that damage hay fields or compete with cattle for scarce winter forage. State wildlife officials allow licensed hunters who didn't get an elk during the regular season to take part in these hunts. Game Fish and Parks Commissioner and private rancher Scott Phillips says the hunts haven't been up to the task, and he favors using conservation officers or sharpshooters to deal with the problem elk. Commissioner Jim Spies of Watertown is skeptical of the idea, saying it would send a negative message to hunters. Congratulations to Jim Madsen on receiving the 54 Founders Award at the National Convention in Wisconsin. It's the highest Isaac Walton League award given to an individual, group, or an organization.
Their salmon fat last year, and their northern fat this year, and they have a tendency to go out and suspend in deeper water, and game fish are going to go out after them. Therefore, we got them deep.
Has any salmon fishermen out there caught any walleyes?
There's going to be a lot of guys trying that National Guard tournaments this weekend. So there'll be guys experimenting with their downriggers down deep.
So are they even fishing in this real hot weather, the salmon fishermen?
Well, I had one man and wife go out yesterday, and they had a top. And then they said, we got a hose in the boat where we can spray ourselves down.
Boy, yeah, it's got to be tough out there if you don't have a little awning or something in a boat.
Oh, yeah.
Down below, early and late, are the walleye fishermen's walleye fishermen doing well?
Very good from the Denham to DeGray. And then, of course, West Bend's very steady yet.
Well, that's good. Well, Deputy Dan Miller out at Carl's Bait in Fort Pierre, thank you. Well, now we travel up to Big Stone Lake talking to Don at Schmidt's Landing. And Donna, when they can get out, maybe early, late, are they finding any fish on Big Stone?
Yes, the perch is the word on Big Stone these last few days. Last weekend, it was amazing to see the number of boats on the water Friday and Saturday. It kind of reminded me of that late August, September time frame when you have a lot of the perch fishermen out there. It's good to see reports of some perch coming in, variety of sizes. Of course, most of the fishermen are targeting those 9 to 10, even 11-inch perch, but there's reports that there's some smaller perch out there as well, which is good to hear.
As far as presentation, have you heard of any one thing that seems to be better than the other?
Well, of course, finding a spot, anchoring up on it, kind of do a casual vertical jig over the side of the boat with some ultralight gear, tipping your, a pilkey, or we have shucks lures with two, three little spikes seems to be the favorite method. But I've heard people just using a plain hook with a split shot above it and a piece of night crawler and doing well, too. So that tells me that you got to find the group of perch that are out there, and then just anchor up and wait for them to get hungry.
And as far as early morning or late evening shore casting, even for walleyes, much happening there?
Not much for walleyes, but then a lot of my fishermen these days are looking for the perch. Anybody coming through my door asking about walleyes, I send them out to the center of the lake and just troll. Pull a bottom bouncer spinner crawler or pull your favorite shad wrap. Get out there and move around. You'll pick up a walleye or two, but you also pick up some of those nicer, fatter perch.
Well, Donna at Schmidt's Landing on Big Stone Lake, thank you.
Thank you. Stay cool.
Have a good one.
Yep, bye.
Well, now we're talking Doug Alvine from the Isaac Walt Lake Compesca chapter and a meeting coming up in August. You want to tell us about it, Doug?
Yeah, we got our Isaac Walton, we have an annual meeting. It's first Tuesday of every month, but this one's kind of a special meeting. We have a special presentation. Our meeting is Tuesday, August 2nd at the Terry Redland Environmental Center at the Bramble Park Zoo. And the meeting starts early. We have a business meeting, but at 7 o'clock, we're going to have a special presentation by Paul Lepistol. He serves as a regional conservation coordinator for the Isaac Walton League of America in the states of Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. And he's going to be there to give a PowerPoint presentation on the Missouri River Initiative that he is working on. I've seen that presentation before. Very interesting. And the public is welcome to come to listen to Paul give his presentation. So hopefully we have a good turnout there, and I think people will enjoy it.
No, that's out at the Bramble Park Zoo in the Terry Redland Center, right by the watershed office, isn't it?
Yep. In fact, to come in for that presentation, generally people go in through the door, through the Upper Big Sioux Watershed Project offices, and kind of go through there. We'll have somebody there to help kind of guide people through. But there's a classroom in there where we have our presentations once in a while.
Well, Doug Alvine from the Ikes in Watertown, thank you. Now we head up to Webster Game Fish and Parks, biologist Brian Blackwell, and I guess even in this weather, is some of the lakes getting much fishing pressure?
You know, there's some pressure. Bitter Lake continues to be our better lake as far as pressure goes. Wall Bay is getting some activity. Enemy Swim has been fair, and then you go further north, I think South Buffalo and Clear Lake are getting some activity, as well as Reeds to the south part of Webster. But, you know, we're kind of in the dog days. I think the bites slowed down on a lot of waters overall, but I think Bitter still probably has the best bite. And hopefully, you know, this will get through the season, things will start, you know, picking up again on a lot of lakes.
Are you still doing some area lakes test netting?
Yeah, we have been doing quite a few. This week we were all at meetings, so we don't have any nets in this week, but we'll start back up next week.
Boy, as far as evaporation, this is going to put a dent in a lot of lakes that were maybe also already troublesome to get boats in and out.
Yeah, it's definitely going to make it tough. You know, Swan's going to be tough, maybe Antelope, even Reeds may be getting tough. I haven't heard of any problems there yet, but it definitely could be trouble. Hazleton's going to be a difficult one. Yeah, we keep losing water. It's pretty noticeable when you drive. You know, you don't go buy some waters for a week or two, and then you come back by them, you can definitely see the water has dropped.
No instances of any summer kill?
Not yet. So far, we've been so good on that. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. We're getting to that period where we're starting to see a lot of blue-green algae, and as well as, you know, we can have some calm days and have some pretty high pretty good swings and dissolved oxygen, so there's potential for some summer kill.
That's had some, I think it's actually killed a few dogs now and then, but I haven't heard of any dangerous waters right now to keep pets or people out of you.
No, I sure haven't, but if you go by, you know, you see that turquoise color on the water, definitely want to keep your pets out of that water because it could be pretty harmful to them. Definitely a trip to the vet for the most part.
Brian Blackwell, Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Well, now we travel out to the Whitlock Bay Supper Club. Pro guide Chuck Krause. And Chuck, you had a chance to fish in the Governor's Cup, and I think in talking to you, it seems like the winning team found the fish really deep.
Yeah, they sure did, and we kind of did too, but we didn't go quite deep enough. We went out to as deep as 45, and And I think the guys that won kind of started at 45 and went all the way up to like 70 foot.
Wow.
It was really tough conditions. A lot of teams never caught any fish at all in 2 days. I think the winners last year never caught a fish on day one. I don't know how they fared on day two, the winning team from last year. But all in all, really, really tough bite. Learned a couple things about deep water fishing. I just don't spend a lot of time out there when I'm guiding because it's just really hard to fish out there. And those fish will bite if you find them. You know, you just got to stick with them. I think they were using creek chubs, and I know they spent a lot of time driving around looking for fish. And, you know, before they wouldn't fish unless they found pockets of fish, and there was bait fish right by where they were finding the walleye. So that was kind of a key thing, too. They said if you found bait and found walleye, that was a pretty good recipe right there to hang in there and fish it. So not a lot of activity out here, not a lot of people fishing right now at this heat. We were the only ones at the boat dock, and we didn't stay out really long yesterday, just found some fish, and the guys that I was with got overheated and wanted to go in, so we quit pretty early, about 2:30, and it was pretty warm.
Well, I got to tell you, you and I fished the Whitlock tournament for years, and like in the Governor's Cup, you figured, well, you were fish out of the money and head home, and then they give you a call that they have an award for the 50 and over fishermen, and you and Jack DeBerg won that. I think they call it the Viagra Award for 50 and over, and what was that, about $1,000?
Yeah, that was about the equivalency you get in seventh or eighth place, so that was kind of a neat surprise to get. Didn't even know we won it until we got home. One more fish would have put us in the top 10. We just couldn't get that other fish. Well, I caught three fish the first day and two the second, but they were good fish. I mean, we had like almost 11 pounds, so we're averaging, you know, close to 2 pounds per fish that we did catch, but just didn't catch many fish. It was really tough. I was down there guiding on Thursday and put together a limit of fish guiding Thursday, but that was Thursday, and
right.
You know, it's like 2 days after the tournament, so it's different ball game every day.
Well, Chuck Krause, Whitlock Bay Supper Club, thank you. Well, now we head up to Webster, South Dakota, talking to Doug at the Sportsman's Cove there, and I guess fishing every direction from you. Is there much going on besides Bitter and Wabe?
Well, it looks like, you know, it's bluegill season. We definitely got guys getting some bluegill right now. Enemy Swim had a pretty good week, I thought. Heard a little bit of activity on Buffalo and Clear, but mostly up on Enemy Swim, I guess.
So are they finding anything besides northerns and bluegills on Buffalo?
Well, you know, I just didn't talk to too much there lately. I know earlier in the spring we definitely had guys getting their walleye up there, but honestly, just didn't talk to anybody too much in the last week, 10 days on that one. So,
antelope, reeds, horseshoe, anything?
You know, reeds still been busy. The guys are talking about reeds are mostly fishing it a little bit later in the day. I did have a couple groups this week that did not do very well, and they were mid-dayers. I think the guys in the evening did very well. So, you know, given it that prime time situation. Antelope, really not talking to anybody fishing antelope currently. So,
boy, this weather's just eating away at the lake levels, I'm sure, just every day.
Oh. It's amazing. You know, some of that area south of Bristol, wow, they've been really missing some rain over there. North of Highway 12's done a little bit better, but south 12's been in kind of tough shape over there southwest here. So, yeah, they're really, really shrinking away over there. But at least we got some nice rains up in this part here in the month of July anyway, so yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Good. Well, Doug at the Sportsman up in Webster, thank you.
All right, thanks for the call.
Have a good one, my friend. This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.